Psalm chapter 55, beginning in verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious, precious word to us this morning. And Lord, I know there are many hurting people this morning. Many have burdens. Many are stressed. God, we thank you that you're a God that loves us and cares for us, and that you're ever present. So, Lord, help us as your people not to run away or try to escape, but, Lord, help us to be your people who will be a witness, and, Lord, be faithful when adversity arises. And Lord, when we are burdened down, may we rely on your strength. And may you receive all the glory forever and ever. And it's in the name of our Savior and our Lord that we pray, and that's the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Fly or faith? Fly or faith? When we or stress or adversity comes, trials, tribulations arise, what are we going to do? Are we going to try to run and hide and fly away? Are we going to be faithful men and women, boys and girls, that are faithful to our calling and our election? Are we going to be faithful witnesses in the troubles of life? What are we going to do? It's easy to say in here, oh, we're going to be faithful people and we're going to trust in the Lord. But when we leave this building today, and if you're breathing, you're going to have troubles in life. At those times, what are we going to do? Are we going to trust in God's Word and in His promises? Are we going to stand on the promises of God as we sung? Or are we going to try to run and hide and fly away? When David, King David, wrote this psalm, he was at a very low point of life. He was very low, very low. Verses 1 through 5, you can see and feel just how low he was when he wrote this. How he felt in this low point of his life. I have read that he wrote this psalm during a time when his loved son, Absalom, betrayed him and was trying to take the kingdom away from his father, the king. So it was one of his children that brought him to this low point. You may be experiencing a low point in life right now, and it may not be a child, it may be a friend, or it could be surgery coming up, or you may have had the word given to you this week, you have cancer. Many problems in life troubles in life. It could be from people or it could be from circumstances in life that brings us to a low point and a low time in life. King David, it was a son, Absalom. And his son drew the people's hearts away from David. And there was a battle, and his loved son was killed in the battle. So not only did a person close to him betrayed him, but the person that he loved was killed because of it. That was a low time in David's life. You may be experiencing a very low time. Look in verses 12 through 14 with me in this chapter. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throne. It was someone close to David that betrayed him. As many say, it was his son that he was talking about. Someone that he worshiped God together. Someone close to him that brought him low. Again, it could be someone or a circumstance that you're going through that can bring you low in a low point of your life. You know, David would have escaped and just flew away if he could. He says again in verses 6 and through 8, he said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." Can you imagine? You can feel his chest was tightened. He was hurting. He was at a low point. It could be in your court today, it could be anxiety or stress, something happening in your life. And just imagine with me if you walked outside and there was one of those turtle doves sitting there. And you're admiring it in this beautiful sunshine that we had this morning. And you're experiencing this and you look at that dove and that dove looks at you and then just flies away off into the woods to hide. And you say to yourself, like King David was saying, "Oh, if I was like that dove, if I had wings like that dove, I too would fly away and hide in the wilderness. I would do it." That's how King David felt. You see. Now the problem is, we don't have wings. We don't. We have hobbies. We have drugs. We have alcohol. Painkillers. That's things we have. We don't have wings though. But we have all this other stuff. Things that we can escape with. And then there's the health and wealth gospel that says that their whole faith is escapism. If you have a problem in life, oh, if you just believe God enough. Look at your neighbor and say, "You're going to die someday, no matter what. You're going to die." That sounds morbid, don't it? But there's a belief system, escapism. Folks, we cannot escape from the problems in life. We can't do it. We can't fly away. Now, You may have an Ecclesiastes type of faith. Solomon tried it all. He had everything a man could want, and he tried and did everything that a man could ever want to do. And at the end of it all, he said it was grasping the wind. It's all empty. And all the things that we try to escape with, when it's all said and done, it's grasping the wind. Because guess what? When you wake up from that stupor from your painkillers, when you wake up from your stupor of drinking alcohol or your hobby, when you come back from the weekend and go back to work or whatever you do that Monday, guess what? Problem's still there. Life is still here. King David, we can feel this though. If I had wings, I would fly away. I've been hurt, or I have this burden. I'm going through this. This is coming up in my life next week or the next week. And if I could, I would fly away. We can all feel that as King David felt. In Matthew chapter 13, one of the parables of Jesus, he speaks of seed and a sower of seed throwing seed out. And it speaks of the Word of God. And one of the things, the seed falls on shallow ground. And he says there was no root system for this plant. And when the sun rose up, the hot sun of adversity and trials of life, of persecutions and tribulations of life, when that sun, hot sun rose up, you know what happened to that plant that did not have a root system? You know what happened? It died. It faded away. Faded away. So, what am I going to do? And what are you going to do when we leave this place in life? Here it is again. Are we going to live in the realness of life and be faithful people and be grounded with the Word of God and be faithful to our relationship with Jesus? Or are we going to escape and grasp the wind and grasp emptiness instead of clinging to the Lord and our relationship with Him? We don't have wings. Oh, but we have things that we place like wings to escape. But see, in real life, you cannot fly away. We can't. What did David do? In verse 16, we see that David called upon the Lord God. Look with me in verse 16. As for me, he had felt this and wanted to fly away. It was appealing to him to be like that dove that flew away. But he said, but as for me, a man, as a young man, stood before Goliath and said, you come with me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. This man, after God's own heart, says, oh, if I could, I'd fly away. But he says, as for me, verse 16, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. He called upon the Lord. See, many times we wish for dove's wings. But you know what? If we believe God, stand on His promises, trust His Word, be rooted and grounded in what God says and believe what God says, you know what He'll do? He'll give us eagle wings. Eagle wings. The eagle stands for power. It's one, our national bird, our symbol is an eagle. means power. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says this, But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What does that mean? That we have eagle's wings and we can fly faster than a dove and escape? No, it means that God will give us the strength. God will give us His power. We can stand and wait on God and believe God. And God will give us strength through these trials and hardships in life. Did I say it's going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. Life is hard. But we have a God who loves us and cares for us, and He is ever present with us. We have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He says He will call upon the Lord or cry out to the Lord. And you and I, we call upon the name of the Lord. Whatever we do in the name of Jesus. We call upon the name of the Lord. You see, we cry out to Him. He's with us. He promises He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Don't you remember as a little child when you would come to a problem or something that needed to be fixed or something needed to be put together? I had the privilege of having a daddy in my home. And I said, "Daddy, I need help." You know what he did? My daddy could fix anything. He would fix it. He was there. And you see, we can call God Father or Daddy, Abba Father. And when we call upon Him, we're calling upon the Creator of all things. He created you and I. We're calling upon Almighty God. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the bright and morning star. And you know what? If He can't help you and give you strength or fix it for you, we have no hope. No hope. But you know what? Our hope is in Almighty God, who can. Say, God can. Whatever you're going through or fixing to go through, whatever those stressors in life, that anxiety, that pressure, don't fly away. Stand in the strength of the Lord. Believe God. Is it easy? No. Sometimes we wish that we could fly away, but we can't. We can't. Stay faithful. Because He is all-powerful. In His presence there is peace. In His presence there is joy. In His presence there is comfort when we need to be comforted. And in His presence, in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and in His presence, there is that ultimate love. That no matter what happens, heads I win, tails I win, because God loves me. He sees out for me. I may die, but for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I have His love. And His love, it says in 1 John, is bestowed, given to us. Folks, that's security. That's assurance. God bestows it upon us by His grace. And we're called children of God. I love my children no matter what they do. I love them. And oh, the Father's love is much more than an earthly father. And that love is bestowed upon you and I. Ultimate love. And David called upon the Lord God who loved him. God said that he was a man after his own heart. And if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that love that said David was a man after his own heart, that love that called Abraham a friend of God because he was a man of faith, that same love of Almighty God is bestowed upon you, given to you. And he called upon that. You call upon that. And David said, the Lord will sustain the righteous. Look in verse 22 with me. Verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Now we know in the light of the New Testament, we are righteous in Christ Jesus. Our faith and our hope is in him. And that righteousness of Christ Jesus, the Lord, is imputed, placed upon us. We're born again. And he promises us that the righteous, he shall never, everyone say never. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. That's good news. It says to cast our burdens. He was going to cast his burden upon the Lord. There are burdens that have to do with our homes. There are burdens that have to do with business responsibilities. There are burdens that have to do connected with the Lord's work. There are burdens that have to do with our friends, our family. There are burdens with physical burdens. Then there's those burdens of disappointment and the burdens of the soul. Burdens. We all have them. But what are we going to do with them? You see, pretend with me, if you would, that this bean bag, and this is a literal bean bag, this is homemade. It has beans in it. Pretend with me that this bean bag is a burden. Okay? Pretend with me you have a burden. And I will pretend this is one of my burdens. Now, we're in the house of the Lord and we all have altars, those private places that we talk to the Lord with. Out in our homes and wherever we may go. It may be in your vehicle. Okay, when we talk to the Lord, you can call upon the name of the Lord any place. Amen. Here we are in church. And many come to the altar, which is great. This is called an altar. Our altars can be any place. But here in the house of worship, we call this an altar. It's a special place. People come forward and pray to the Lord. And this altar is used in many ways. We bring our tithe and offering here to the altar. Okay? Many people come and pray here. You can pray where you're at. I understand that. But pretend with me this is a burden. And here I am. I'm in worship. Or I'm in my altar at home. Or wherever I may be. Here it's in the church. And I have this burden. And the Bible tells us to cast our burden upon the Lord. He's Almighty God. He can handle our burdens. Amen. Here's my burden. Here I am. And I pray. And I have this burden in my hand. And I'm praying and asking for help. And Lord, help me with this burden. And then I'm through praying. And what do I have? When I'm holding my burden, I'm responsible for this burden. Right? It's still my responsibility because I still hold on to it. The word cast is a very special word. Fishermen, when you cast a bait, what do? With it? You throw it over there. When you play catch with a softball or a baseball, you're casting that ball. You know what you're doing? You're throwing it. But for me to hang on to this, it's still my responsibility. But when the Word of God tells us to cast, it's even quoted in the New Testament, to cast our burden upon the Lord. You know what I'm doing when I cast it? I can't do it. God, you do it. Give me the wisdom. Give me the strength. And I worship you and I praise you. Oh, Lord God, I'm casting my burden. And I know I belong to you. And no matter what happens, you're with me. And I will be forever be with you forever and ever and ever. It's no longer my responsibility. All I got to do is do what God tells me to do and believe Him. Amen? Cast your burden upon the Lord. There's all kinds of burdens. Don't hang on to them. Give them to the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we do give you praise today. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us. Oh, it's an unconditional grace and unconditional love that you demonstrated on the cross, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you for your love. God, I stand before people with burdens of many kinds. We cast them upon you. We give them to you. We throw them to you. And may you receive all glory, because our faith is in you. Our hope is in you. We ask this and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen.